ConocoPhillips yesterday presented its oil production plans for the North Slope and explained to the Senate Resources Committee the effects of the state's current tax system on the company's long-term outlook. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
ConocoPhillips was the only major oil company to take part in the hearing, although BP left open an appearance at some time in the future. Scott Jepson, ConocoPhillips Alaska's Vice President for External Affairs, pointed to the Kuparuk field, which it operates. The field opened in 1981, and Jepson says the companies continued to find resources far beyond what was originally expected. Jepson said the company will likely move forward with a portion of its planned development on the North Slope, whatever tax plan is in effect. But he said decisions on the complete plan will be made at the corporate headquarters based on a long list of factors. The final decision will include estimated profitability under the current tax, called ACES.
And one of the things that ACES does is it basically puts a limit on what you're going to generate in terms of cash flow and net income. So, you know, the way ACES works, you can have a project that has a good rate of return, but if you take a look at the long-term cash flow profile you get out of it, you don't see the kind of upside in projects that we do in Alaska that we see in other places. You know, basically, ACES puts a haircut on your long-term profitability.
Finance co-chair Bert Stedman has said that part of the tax code rewrite going on now in the Senate will address tax rates when oil prices are high, anticipating that they need to be reduced to a so far undetermined level. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.